San Franciscans have a variety of dietary choices. For that, they have to thank the city's immigrant communities. More than a third of San Francisco residents were born outside the United States. They've brought to their city a diverse food culture and, in some cases, a desire to make a living from it. Correspondent Rachel Miro tells us about an organization that's teaching San Francisco immigrants how to turn their knack for cooking into a knack for business.
When you think of the underground economy, you probably imagine guns or drugs, not empanadas or tamales. But it's expensive to line up business licenses and commercial kitchen space, and intimidating.
My name's Caleb Zegas, and I'm the executive director at La Cocina.
La Cocina is a nonprofit with a very particular social mission.
We provide affordable commercial kitchen space and hands-on technical assistance to low-income and immigrant entrepreneurs who are launching food businesses. So really what we do is we transition informal entrepreneurs, mostly women, mostly immigrant women who've been cooking on the streets or to their friends and family, from the informal economy to the formal economy.
La Cocina brings budding capitalists into contact with people who can help them rise up. Professional chefs volunteer, as do specialists in marketing, food operations, and sales.
My name is Veronica. I'm owner of El Guarache Loco. It's a Mexican catering company and soon restaurant.
If Veronica Salazar sounds like she's trying that ambition on for size, it's because she is. 5 years ago, she was selling food out of her own kitchen.
I have an informal business at home. Some of my customers told me about La Cocina.
You've never looked back?
No, never.
The Mexico City native was initially skeptical when the folks at La Cocina told her her food could find an audience much bigger than Mexican expats nostalgic for a taste of home. Now Salazar sells all sorts of products at local farmers markets, including her mole. Salazar's mole was a key ingredient at a recent fundraiser for La Cocina, a tamale cooking class that drew in more than 40 eager students for $65 a ticket.
Welcome.
Many of these students are already familiar with or connected to La Cocina somehow, but events like this one help cement the relationship between the entrepreneurs and their support base.
We believe that all the women that you're going to meet tonight are some of the best cooks in San Francisco. And what we see our role as doing is translating what's a very tough economy into something that's a potential for them to make a living for their families doing what they love to do. So I think you're going to meet three really awesome chefs tonight. You're hopefully going to have a really, really great time.
The Whole Foods supermarket chain donates a lot of the ingredients the chefs use. In Bay Area stores, it offers shelf space for their products. Local farmers markets make space as well for La Cocina chefs, and local nonprofits and banks help provide access to capital.
My name is Maria del Carmen Flores, and my name is Estrellita's Snacks.
So this is Maria del Carmen Flores, and her business's name is Estrellita's Snacks.
Flores says she's always loved business, ever since she was a child, helping her parents run a restaurant. She didn't need La Cocina's help to start a business, but La Cocina did help her to grow from very modest beginnings.
Primero comencé con las tostadas, y después alguien me dijo de La Cocina.
She started selling the plantain chips en la calle, vendiste.
En la calle.
Selling the plantain chips in the street. ¿Con cuánto dinero empezaste?
Con $20 empecé mi negocio.
With $20, she started her business selling plantain chips on the street. Heard about La Cocina. She lives right across the street. And then came over here and got started. And now sells at the Alameda Market on Saturdays and Sundays.
La Cocina is currently shepherding 28 businesses from tender shoot to robust sapling. Ziga says La Cocina gets about a call a week from somebody looking to start a food business incubator, but he knows one of the reasons for La Cocina's success has to do with something any business owner will agree is key. Location, location, location.
In the Bay Area in particular, people love trying new flavors. They love seeing things that are handmade. They love knowing that the person who made their food made it because they wanted to make it.
For The World, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.